Sometimes something like Holocaust Memorial Day and the Holocaust itself can feel almost like old history and so appalling that it's very hard to know what to think or know how to think about it. But really, you know, we do all have absences in our lives. People disappear from our lives for one reason or another. And then when we open the papers, we find these things that happen where people's lives are taken away from them, sometimes on a small scale, sometimes on a horrific giant scale. And in some ways, this is how we can think about things. So instead of thinking of them as huge and unimaginable, like the Holocaust, we can begin to understand it, building up from thinking about those absences in our own lives, the people who've gone, the people we've lost, and building from there, so that if you're thinking of writing, you might start with your feelings about something that's gone or something that's disappeared from your life. The theme for Holocaust Memorial Day for 2018 is the power of words. And there are people missing from my family, and when I think about them, of course, they're not there. But the moment I put that into words, there's a way that I'm recalling them. I'm not replacing them, but I'm using words to summon them up so that they become a bit of a presence where there was absence. The power of words, summoning up the absentees. There are gaps, there are blanks in the house of my life. There's a face, nothing more, something gone from my life. She was here, he was there, in the rooms of my life. There's a place for them both in the words of my life.